KC2WI, anybody going to do the net? If not, I'm going to pick it up. This is KC2WI, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. This net meets 9 o'clock every night. Boonville Amateur Radio Club, repeater 146655. Repeater's located in Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. Any and all operators are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. Break at any time. Do we have any emergency traffic? Over. Nothing heard. This is KC2WI, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Information about the club and this net can be found on the the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater. BoonvilleARC.com. This is KC2WI. Do we have any portable battery-powered or mobile stations? Over. Unheard. Do we have any echolink stations? Over.
This is Kilo Delta 2. Fire policeman, I did that one for you, Pete. Yeah, I believe I'm the only one in here from Echolink.
Yep, okay. Well, go ahead, dear Kevin.
Hey, hello, Pete. KD2FPM here. Last night I thought that was kind of cool. You're trying to figure something out cute for my name. N2YGG down here, and her call is N2Y You Go Girl. That's what she goes by. So she created that name for me, Fire Policeman, with the FPM. So I thought that was kind of funny because I am actually the captain of our fire police at our fire department. So that's kind of cool. So, but on a good note, I was playing with my antenna today and trying some different radio equipment with it. And that disc cone antenna, my gosh, I tell you, I am impressed with that thing. What a toy that is, and amazing what you can touch and hear with it. So I can't wait to get a bigger rig on it and really push it and see what happens. So I'll tell you what, I don't want to tie up the repeater. Got 43 degrees here in the central southern tier under cloudy skies. And with that, I'll say 7-3 KD2FPM back to net control.
Okay, this is KC2WI, and we'll call for our check-ins, any station, anywhere. Over.
I'm Trooper FM. Good evening, Pete.
And 2PFM. Go ahead, George.
Well, good evening, Pete and Kevin James and everybody else out there on the net. We got a temperature here of 44 degrees. And temperature range today was 30 to 46. Given the wood stove arrest and using the gas heater now probably for the next couple days or so, I got that unit that we were talking about, and boy, I am tearing my hair out trying to program. It's just absolutely crazy. I can't get it to go up to the next channel up to program that channel. I can program one channel, but that's it. So I don't know what the heck is going on or whatever, but I don't know. Someone knows someone who's really good at programming those things or whatever, I don't know. Anyway, N2PS, I'm clear.
Digital scanner, I think you're talking about, and I was stopped in Hooper's today because somebody had dropped a computer there, and they were saying they were getting all kinds of calls about it. Of course, you know, now that everything's going on to the new system, and you know, you got to get a P25 digital capable, you know, not just a chunking scanner, but, and they're about $500, I think. I think that's what they said, and that's what I looked at. Now, there is a way to do it. I'm going to look into this. There is a way to do it with a computer and an SDR, and I'm going to try that. It'll be a good project. And I'm thinking that a lot of people aren't going to be spending $500 on scanners, and they might be willing to pay a few bucks to get an audio feed. So something I might try. I don't know. I guess you just have to read the instructions. I mean, I've never done it, but it has to know. I guess it would have to know it would have to know the group of frequencies, and then I don't know how it figures out the talk groups. I guess it's really an open protocol. So I guess the control channel would be monitored and so on and so forth. I don't know the scanners, the programming, and although I know approximately how the P25 digital trunking works, I'm not an expert in it. Well, that's what my guess is, that the scanner has to be doing the same thing basically that the radios are doing, so it knows, you know, it knows the frequencies, it knows where somebody got sent to for a certain talk group, whatever, so you could have a continuity of transmissions, or else it's just going to scan all five and you know, turn everything it hears back into audio from digital. I'm not sure about that, but because I don't have an analog trunk tracking scanner to know how they work, but I assume, you know, they kind of do the same thing, except that they don't have to do the additional, they don't have to do the digital to analog conversion, and I'm not sure if they read at all the digital control channel stuff, or if they just, you know, they just receive the analog channels. I guess I timed it out, or I was right on the edge here. Let's see. Okay, I'm not sure. This is KC2WI Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for additional check-ins. Over.
WA2U.
WA2U, John, I heard you before. I was on the radio on the front, and I was on the phone, and it doesn't matter because I don't have a... I don't have an off-the-air or any other TV operational here right now, so, you know, I couldn't have watched it anyway. Go ahead.
Okay, well, good evening to you, Pete. WA to you, as said, and good evening to George and Kevin James and those that are out there monitoring the repeater this evening. Had a good day. Went to Utica. Went to the bank, went did some shopping, went to a number of places actually in Utica, and got home, left here I think at around 9:15. I got back close to I think 3:30 in the afternoon, so with a full car with lots of goodies. Some places had a few people and some places looked like they were completely abandoned. I've never gone past the north, never have stopped at the Northway. Used to be Bailey's, and there was no one in the driveway except us. I couldn't believe it. That is a rarity, but that's okay. They were open air business there. And a comment for George. Yeah, we have a GRE. I'm not sure what it is. It's I don't know what model. It's a 500 or something. They made a 500, made a 600. And it does all the digital, except there's one called Sky. Oh, I can't remember the exact nomenclature. Boy, oh boy. Sky something. And they use it out in Ohio, and there's nothing that will decode that or interpret it. It's like a closed system or something. But you're right. What I found with ours is instead of... The first thing I had to get used to is that they're not channels, they're called elements. And I found a fellow that basically, when we got the scanner, I got all this different software, and the only practical way, and they should tell people to do this, is you go to radioreference.com and you become a member. So that's one thing. But you've got to make sure you have the cable so you have a computer and the software. I can't even imagine trying to punch in all the buttons for all the trunking and the talk channels and everything by hand without a computer. Plus, if you happen to have to reset it, at least this way it's in the computer. So what did I do? I sent Kathy and I boxed ours up and we sent it off. And this fellow put in Herkimer County, Oneida County, and Hamilton County, all the digital frequencies and prospective upcoming digital frequencies, WATO, that will be used along with the alphanumeric identifier. So if you're sitting here and you look across over at the table and you can't see the display but you see red, you know it's fire. If you see, there's a couple shades of blue. Another blue would be police. I think DEC might be green. So they're all color-coded. But we only have police, fire, and rescue. And we periodically hear them testing the new frequencies and stuff. And it was very reasonable. I'm not mentioning names or any business, but I think we paid like $30 for a county. And what we do is we turn the scanner on. I leave the scanner on 24/7. And the only anomaly with the scanner is that when it's on 24/7, if the power goes off, the channels that I have locked out come back to life. For instance, I have all the national grid frequencies in there. Why? Because when the power goes off, I want to know what's going on. But I don't want to listen to them all day, so I locked them out. So that's the only quirkiness. If the power goes off and I don't touch the volume, we have our scanner hooked up to a FM transmitter, a small FM transmitter that transmits, I think it's on 95. I don't know, we found a blank frequency on an FM radio. We can listen to a scanner in any room that we're in the house here. We just take any radio receiver, tune it to the frequency that this little FM broadcaster is. So our scanner is on 24/7. I never turn it on or off. I never touch any of the buttons except the lockout button. So I spent probably $90 to have it programmed, and we've had it up here, and the level of aggravation that it saved us is I can't say enough. And we got a printout of everything, and we've got all. If you walk up to it and the display stops on something, it'll tell you exactly what you're listening to and who you're listening to. It'll tell you who and what you're listening to in the display, so there's no mystery if you're close enough to it. And we use the portable one, which we feel works well for us, because you can always hook up another antenna to the BNC. So it works very well on all the digital stuff. It sounds a little bit different, but there's an option. Computer, software, and cable, you'll get to a certain point. If you get good at it, you'll be real happy. I just said, before I really screw something up, we sent it off, and if you want one county, this guy does it. He works for an electronic store, not in the state here, but he does it, and it's great. It's a wonderful thing. I suppose I could hook this up to the computer and dump the database or the memory that's in this into the computer in case I needed a backup. It's without a computer, I would not even attempt it. WATU, back to that.
Yeah, it's like putting 100 memories in a VX5 or something like that. I could build a cable. I've got the old software. Chirp does it now. I'm really kind of I'm almost looking forward to a no snow winter. You know, I feel like if it snows and it gets good decent snow, I sort of have to go out snowmobiling. I can't not go. I can ignore it when it's not, when it's marginal conditions. I do that a lot. But if it really gets good, you know, sometime in February, probably I'm going to start riding. But if I never did, I mean, if I never went for more than, you know, a couple of good days, it wouldn't bother me at all. Boy, I would. I think I'd have an awful lot of other things going. And some of this stuff. I don't think I'm going to spend the money on a digital, a trunk tracking digital scanner, but I'm going to maybe do the software-defined radio, you know, USB dongle and software thing, which is doable. It doesn't sound like it's very hard to be done, and or not all that expensive either, so we're going to see. But I got to get my thumb DV going first. I should not have bought the thing. I found out that I think they've come out with another revision. There's some little glitch about something. Don't know if it's going to affect anything I want to do. But I bought the thing in, you know, I thought I'd have time before the weather got nice in the summer, and it just sat. But that is going to be, that's a project I really need to do. You take that thing, you hook it up in the computer, you got an AMB plus 2 decoder. Theoretically, you know, it could produce or decode P25 if you fed the data into it. But my big project with that is basically sit here on the computer as if I had a D-Star radio into a D-Star repeater, and I could connect to any D-Star node in the world. So I thought that was worthwhile playing with. But the SDR, I've thought about that a few times, and of course I never bothered in the summer, but that looks like a really good thing to do maybe this winter. Anyway, very interesting on all the scanner issues. And, you know, if they were a couple $100s, maybe, but then $400 or $500. This is KC2WI, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for additional check-ins. Over. This is KC2WI, this is the Black River Valley Service Net, we're looking for additional check-ins or comments. Over.
WA to you about the scanner, another comment.
Go ahead.
George might be interested, I don't know if anyone else is, but also what you can do with a lot of the new scanners nowadays is that you can do, of course you can do the traditional PL, or in some circles they call it channel guard, but you can also do the DCS also, the digital squelch, and, excuse me, you can control. For instance, on UHF, we're all familiar with 12.5, but you can also do the 6.25, and you can do narrowband and, you know, the wideband stuff. They've got quite a range. So there's a ridiculous amount of storage space that you can put in these things. I don't know, I'm just guessing, you want to be technical, I guess, 5,000 elements, 5,000 channels, excuse me, I'm frogging my throat here, but, I guess people have got to figure it out. They go to these systems. I know that Oswego County, excuse me, had an E.F. Johnson system, not Motorola or Harris or whatever, and no one. Well, you could listen to it, but the problem is the E.F. Johnson system would have a hang time of, I don't know, you'd start a conversation and they'd pop off to another frequency, and the hang time would remain there for like 30 seconds or something. So by the time he discovered, they didn't really have a lot of channels to go to, so to speak, or frequencies, but by the time that you discovered they had gone to another one, you'd miss the whole thing, so. I don't know. I guess the bottom line is there's an opportunity. Pete, get familiar with this programming, this stuff. But I've gotten to the point, if you know, you start spending so much time on it, you've got something you want to enjoy and something you want to use for information. The aggravation meter gets pegged right out there to the point of times is if you can find someone that's willing to do it, and they have access to, I don't know what radioreference.com costs, but some of these sites, they charge you so much. Well, I guess I'll use an example. I don't know, radioreference.com, let's say it's $30, $50 to join for a year or two. But let's say someone, I don't know, George, you're up in Lewis County, somebody programs it for 30 and it's done, so comes back in a couple days. I was impressed. I sent this stuff out and I got it back, and I go, I was kind of, at first I was concerned because I told Kathy, I said, he didn't even do anything with this thing. I opened up the box and everything was in that box the exact way I put it in, the exact way I wrapped it and put it in the bag and taped it, and I said, he didn't even touch it. I said, I can't believe it. No, that's just the way he did it. He picked it all and boxed it all back up, and I couldn't tell he even touched it, WAT back to that.
Yeah, well, maybe that's a business opportunity for me then. Of course, you know, people aren't all going to rush out and spend $500 on a scanner, so that's the first thing. You've got to get the scanner, or else I'd have to, you know, buy it, program it, value-added resale, you know. And I don't know about that. I might have to think about it, though. Interesting. But, yeah, you know, it's, of course, this regular old scanner, you can still hear the, you know, the commercial operators and, you know, hams and the weather service and the marine channels and all kinds of stuff like that on. But most people are listening to the, you know, the police, so that's what they really want to hear, police and the ambulance and the fire. All right, this is KC2WI, again, looking for additional check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Net, or any comments, over. Well, I think that's just a little inversion interference. I noticed the other day in the car, I don't know if I was up on the hill or up on the Adirondack side, not the Tugville side, but had some something breaking the squelch on the 955. Obviously not the local repeater, so there was some propagation going on. And if I had had my 6-meter antenna, I got to get a 6-meter, you know, ham sticky kind of thing. But if I had my mast and pushover base and 6-meter dipole, I might have taken the time to stop and put that all up. I bet it was a 6-meter opening, but I didn't have it with me, and I was kind of busy. I didn't really need to spend another couple hours out. But there probably was. I don't know. This is KC2WI. This is the Black River Valley Service Net, and I'm looking for additional check-ins or any comments. Over.
This is M2STC checking in.
M2STC, go ahead.
Good evening, guys. Yeah, I'm the inversion. I was listening with interest to John's comments there. And a radio reference doesn't cost anything if you are a feed provider, which, by the way, I am. And I do have your repeater programmed into my local scanner here, and so you guys can listen to your repeater via my radio reference node, and it's linked on my QRZ webpage.
Yeah, okay, very good. We'll have to check that out, maybe. I'm looking at Facebook here, and there's some post, something about the VA definition of the word accountability. The definition, the Department of Veterans Affairs, oh, I absolutely hate it when any frickin' web page starts playing audio without permission. It should be outlawed. And, you know, you can put all the flash blocks and audio blocks and what, but they get around them. Anyway, the Department Department of Veterans Affairs admitted Wednesday that its definition of the word accountability doesn't mean firing officials involved in the health care scandal, and instead it sees the term as meaning the VA will be transparent about what our goals are. But, you know, you got to laugh. Accountability means we'll find some scapegoat and fire them, seems to be. Anyway. Okay, well, I don't think I've done maybe once or twice listened to a feed from Radio Reference, but it's pretty interesting, especially, you know, listen to what's going on in, San Francisco or somewhere. KC2WI, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for additional check-ins or comments. Over.
KC2YXN.
KC2YXN, go ahead, Kip.
Well, good evening, Pete. Thanks for doing the net this evening. Oh, got 40 degrees here. Going to have some crazy weather coming up, but that's okay. Clearing some trees around our property, so making it look neat. Man, a beautiful day today, so having a nice evening, watching Kojak. So I'll send it back to you. 73-2, I didn't hear it was checked in, but have a great evening. KC2YXM.
Ah, yes, reminds me of the CB days. We got a Kojak with a Kodak, one of the phrases. Although I don't know that I ever heard that one actually on the air. Okay, thanks, Kathy. And thanks for checking in. And this is KC2WI. This is the Black River Valley Service Net. Again, additional check-ins or comments. Over. KC2WI. So the new Lewis County system is operational, but not 100%. I guess there's still some glitches being worked out. And so they're running the old stuff in parallel for now. And who knows. But I'm not sure what the glitches are. I guess, you know, it's a complicated system. It seems like it should be pretty straightforward if everything was programmed right, but who knows. This is KC2WI. I will make this the final call for check-ins or for comments of the on the Lewis County, the Black River Valley Service Net. Over.
Enter PFM comment. Tell you that parallel running stopped about 2.5 weeks ago.
WA2 with one final comment.
Okay, well, what I heard was they have not taken the old system down, so they may not be using it, regularly, but apparently they have not, you know, decommissioned it yet because there's still some issues. Maybe they're minor, but they're keeping it as a backup, I guess, temporarily. WA2, you go ahead.
WA2, well, I concur exactly with what your thoughts are, Pete. Initially what my comment was, because we went to a, Kathy and I were living down in Clay, we went to a meeting up at the 911 site, and I said, well, geez, 154.740, your main channel, Onondaga County Share, had about 8 channels down there. I said, it's still IDing, and the basic, there's no rush. There's no need to repopulate the frequency. And I think, like you said, Pete, they use some of that stuff as a backup frequency. So they've got it, it's coordinated, and it's, you know, it's IDing. Don't hear not a lot of activity with a PLO 107.2. The thought is, I think there's a slow, silent resurgence of people either getting their scanners out that they bought initially that were digital, or an interest in getting their scanners and getting them programmed. The reason being the need to know before someone tells you you're not going to know. So that's something to be keep in mind. I'm not sure how long this is all going to last, but with the brink of all the activities that are going on, I would predict after a while that that might be the next step is saying, no, we don't want you to hear what is going on, and you no longer can purchase them. There were receivers back in the day. I had one that would go from 25 to 2 gig, and it would go right through the cellular band, and the government immediately picked up on that. So buyer beware, person being interested in monitoring, be aware, because you never know what's next. WATU 73 Ellis now.
AC2WI. Yes, back in the analog cell phone days, cell phones were just FM transmitters, computer controlled, you know, but I think my ICOM 24AT, I'm not sure what else I would have had that would have done it, but I think that one received up, you know, way up in the 900 megahertz, and I did hear, I remember hearing some cell, you know, coming across some cell, at least I thought it was, maybe I could be wrong, but yeah, they blocked that. Of course, all you need to do is have a spectrum analyzer or something, you know, that's a general purpose receiver, and you could have copied it, but now it's all digital. And so it actually, John, they don't even have to do that. All they need to do is, instead of having unencrypted digital, they just make it encrypted digital, and you can hear the braps on the channel, but there's no way you're going to decode it into the audio. So that's already possible and in the P25 spec, should it be wanted. And, you know, it isn't really very hard. I mean, especially casual encryption, maybe not unbreakable, but, you know, the casual, it's almost like, you know, back in the old days where they were talking about, you know, where they're worried about with the hams and you know, something where you've got, you know, you're evacuating the hospital or the nursing home or something, and you can't give out names, patient information, and the old thing was, well, use packet. Because somebody who's, you know, figured it out, a sharp reporter would figure that out and do a little research. But nobody with scanners would know anything. They would just be hearing, you know, tones. So, but then you could easily encrypt it. You know, of course we can't do that on the ham bands. But that's an option right now, and I don't know what it takes to do that, if it's just sort of the push of a button at the dispatch, or if it's a little more complicated. And I know a lot of the systems, they do have a couple, or, you know, they will have some encrypted channels. I don't believe that the Lewis County system does at present, but you're right, they could decide that we want this all to be private for whatever reason, and there are certain, you know, I would say if you're conducting some other undercover police work or have a robbery in progress or something, you might not want the fact that you're responding to it be broadcast on the air. I guess we'll see. This is KC2WI, and this is the Lewis County, yes, this is the Black River Valley Service Net. We're talking about Lewis County stuff here. We're looking for any last-minute check-ins or comments. Over.
Just can't resist WAQ.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yep, again, you're right on target, Pete. Onondaga County, I'm sure, I only can speak because, but they have the proverbial communications tree out there that everybody is hanging their hat on, so to speak. so that we've got interoperability in between the counties because everyone's using a similar system. But anyway, they actually theoretically can do exactly what you're talking about. If they feel they need a really tight security, the way the system is set up, they can actually go out. You and I are in communication. I want security. I can actually send a signal to your radio. It will reprogram. It'll put a new code in your radio. You will have a different code sequence for lack of make it simpler here, but no one will be able to hear the communications. So that, you know, simplifying things, you can send a code to the other radio or the other transmitter or a group of them, and now all the people that you were listening to now they're all able to communicate, except you cannot hear them no longer. So it's a very sophisticated system, and so there's a lot that they can do with it. But anyway, lots of fun and interesting challenges, and I had a couple of those receivers that would do the 25 to 2 gig, and we'll have to chat more about that. The old Radio Shack, what was it, 206 and 205 and 204 that people modified. Very interesting. Thanks for doing that, WATU Clear.
Okay, very good, John. And so now the commercial where all you scanner listeners out there who find this stuff interesting, it's a great thing to do in amateur radio. Like I said, we can't do encrypted digital voice on 2 meters, but if you want to learn more about it, ham radio is the way to go. All right, this is KC2WY. This is the Black River Valley Service Net. Well, again, final call, check-ins or comments, over. Hearing none, this is KC2WI now closing the Black River Valley Service Net, returning the repeater to other amateur use. Thanks everyone who checked in. This is KC2WI, and I'll be clear is not really a ham radio word, although people say it. Out. KC2WI, out.
This is KD2FPM. I will be clearing the repeater through the Echolink system. And as always, thank you for use of Echolink in Oct-10. Hopefully it will be in here very shortly. I know it will be down here on my repeater. And that was a great net, guys. Thanks again. 7-3. Hopefully we'll catch tonight. KD2FPM is clear, and I will say out.
This is KA2NZ to the United County. Traffic and emergency net. We're looking for stations that would like to check in tonight with or without traffic. All stations are welcome as always. And again, please wait till the tail drops on your repeater so hopefully it clears the Rochester stations. Come in, please. Any stations for Oxton tonight, with or without traffic? After the tail drops, please. Nothing else. KA2000 is returning to net frequency.